The state of Vermont is preparing what it calls a mass feeding plan for Vermonters who need help putting food on the table. And the state thinks that could be a lot of people as economic losses from the new coronavirus continue to grow. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports on early plans to deliver food.
The floor of the Hinesburg Community Center is piled with cardboard boxes full of pantry staples. There's cereal, bread, crackers, pasta, even a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos for one lucky family.
So this is it?
This is it. This is where it all happens. It looks a little bit different these days than it typically does.
The Resource Center has lent a helping hand to low-income families for almost 35 years. And for the last two of those, Executive Director Rachel Kring has overseen the food shelf that operates out of a donated building. Until COVID-19 came on the scene, the food shelf had a community greeting area where people could sit down and chat while they waited to browse the aisles for food.
And right now, since we're bringing everything out to cars, we've just got stuff staged here and there and everywhere.
That isn't the only thing that's changed over the last 5 weeks or so. Kring says the number of people coming here for help has jumped significantly.
Our board has been talking about us being in this for the long haul and what's going to happen when suddenly the crisis is deemed over. It's not over for those families that we serve who are already living check to check and will possibly come out of this with a mountain of bills, maybe no job to go back to.
The Hinesburg Community Resource Center isn't the only local food shelf that's seen a jump in demand.
In April of last year, the food bank distributed probably around 900,000 pounds of food. And if we stay on the pace we're on right now, it will be about 1.6 million pounds this month.
That's John Sales, CEO of the Vermont Food Bank, which supplies food to more than 200 food shelves, senior centers, and after-school programs around the state.
We're seeing between a 40 and 100% increase in the number of people showing up who need food.
A survey conducted by the University of Vermont found that the number of food insecure households has jumped by 33% during the coronavirus pandemic, and Sales fears the worst is yet to come.
You know, depending on what the new normal is, I think we're seeing at least a year tail for people who are food insecure and maybe longer.
Which is why the state of Vermont has launched what it calls a, quote, mass feeding plan.
The plan that we've developed that we are calling the mass feeding plan is exactly that. It's in this unprecedented time of COVID, ensuring that individuals and communities around Vermont have the resources that they need to ensure that everyone is well fed.
Jenny Samuelson is usually the deputy commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access. These days, she's the point person for the Agency of Human Services on the state's COVID-19 Emergency Operations Center. Samuelson says the state is going to need a lot more food and a better way to get it to people. John Sales at the Vermont Food Bank says those plans include new modes of food distribution.
You know, you've seen on the news in some other cities some large car-based distributions. At strategic spots around the state. We're actually working on plans for that now.
It's not clear yet how much the mass feeding plan will cost, but the state expects the Federal Emergency Management Agency to pick up a significant share of the cost. At the Hinesburg Community Resource Center, Rachel Kring says small organizations like hers are going to need the help.
Right now we're treading water and we're prepared and we're doing it, but it's a little scary feeling like, you know, a small organization like ours is going to be responsible for so much. Potentially.
Social services organizations across the state will feel the same pressure as this public health crisis transitions into a humanitarian one. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.